This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:37 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. But before that, we're getting a quick pulse check on the Malacca polls. We're at the halfway point of campaigning for the Malacca elections. It's due to be held this Saturday, November 20th. Pandemic restrictions have meant that campaigning this year is vastly different without the large ceramahs or door-to-door canvassing.
Which actually I will miss. If we had a general elections and these SOPs were still in place. But nonetheless, opposition and civil society groups have raised concerns over perceived overzealous enforcement actions taken by police in Malacca for alleged violations of COVID-19 SOPs during campaigning. To be fair, both government and opposition parties have been fined for breaching these SOPs. Yesterday, the New Straits Times reported that Barisan National was fined 20,000 for an event at a Medan Celera, which was attended by Prime Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri and former PM Datuk Sri Najib Razak. Meanwhile, the parties have also issued their respective manifestos, and all the main coalitions except for Perikatan Nasional have identified their chief minister candidates.
So for a quick take on how things stand in Malacca, we speak to Dr. Azmi Hassan, political commentator and geostrategist. Good morning, Dr. Azmi. Thanks for joining us. Can we start with campaigning, and how do you see campaigning being conducted by the different political parties, especially in light of the COVID-19 restrictions in place?
Good morning, everybody. I think the campaign has been doing, it's very mundane. Unless if you are a supporter of certain party, you know that the campaigning has been going on, especially in the virtual world. But if you are basically independent or neutral, on the fence, it is very odd because the virtual campaign does not reach to this group, where even if you are neutral. So I think it is very mundane, very slow, and also...
So you're saying boring?
Yes, thank you very much. It is very boring indeed. Yeah, correct there.
But we have had the Communications and Multimedia Ministry saying that RTM would air posters and campaign materials for all of the candidates beginning Sunday. How significant is this? Because we also hear news of a televised debate being offered, actually.
I think, but before that, I need to apologize because of the background shouting. My grandkid is very excited this morning, I guess. Again,
youngest guest ever on The Morning Run.
Yeah, but back to your question, I think it wouldn't make any much difference because we need physical campaigning. I think that's the modus operandi of our political situation here. You need to see face-to-face. Not only the candidates, but also the campaigners. So by airing, and when you mentioned airing the possible designated chief minister, I think that's a good point, so that they can debate for the three main parties, Perikatan Nasional, Barisan Nasional, and also Pakatan Harapan.
Now, let's shift from campaigning to the actual content of the manifestos. You know, all three major coalitions have issued manifestos. Can you just give us a sense, how do they stack up against each other? And, you know, who do you think has the strongest manifesto?
To be honest, Philip, I think I don't look much at the manifesto because of the previous lesson stigma. But if you compare manifesto between the three main parties, there's not much difference, except few and here promises were made in the manifesto. But again, Philip, I think it's not the manifesto that will swing voters either to vote to the either side. It is something else, something beyond Melaka that will, I'm sure, will sway voters in voting a certain candidate.
And could you maybe go into that, Dr. Azmi? What is that something else, something beyond that that voters will see as decisive when they go to the polls this Saturday?
One thing for sure, a decision made by the Kedah State government, I think, will make the voters think again. That's one thing for sure. And another thing, what's happening in the Johor State government in the next few days, whether there'll be a new government, whether there'll be a state election in Johor, will be known in the next few days. So I think these two factors will determine where the voters stand. Not what's happening in Melaka, that's very sad, but what's happening outside of Melaka.
And one more question Dato asked me. What do you think about the fact that PN has not announced who they'll be fielding as their chief minister while the other factions have?
I think it's a big blunder. Maybe that's their strategy, but the perception is that within Perikatan Nasional, especially between Bersatu and PAS, they cannot come to an agreement who is the chief minister designated, whether Dato' Mas or whether somebody else. I think that that's the perception. But maybe that's Perikatan Nasional strategy. Because when voters, Melaka voters included, when they go to the polls, they are voting for the chief minister. I think that's the decided factor that will determine who they will pick. So I think for Pakatan, for Barisan, they already spell out their chief minister designate. But for Perikatan Nasional, waiting until the eve, I think that's a big mistake in terms of political strategy.
Dr. Azmi, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Azmi Hassan, political commentator and geostrategist, giving us his thoughts on how the Melaka elections will unfold as we head to the polls on Saturday.
I think the grandchild was crying at the sad state of our state elections, I think.
Or is it the state of politics in general?
Yeah, but specifically state elections, because what initially I thought about Melaka was that, oh, it was a very local issue. But now you're talking about, it's actually about state leadership and not even state leadership within Melaka, but what is happening in other states.
That's true.
The issue in Kedah, the issue that might prop up in Johor, that is a sad state of affairs that I think the grandchild was crying at.
Well, I don't know if it's sad. I would be a bit more neutral, I guess, in that you can't help national issues affecting how voters perceive these giant blocks, because in the end, you are looking at the big coalitions. And in the end, it's going to be a test to see which way the Malay voter will sway, because you've got three different parties now vying for that slice of the vote. It's going to be interesting to see how these things play out.
Yeah, but talking about media campaigns, so Malaysia Kini did report this interesting new election tactic in Melaka, where there was this group distributing cards based on the Netflix Squid Game series. And there were people also going around Malacca Town dressed as the Squid Game, you know, the red colour uniform, canvassing. So, yeah, Squid Game is everywhere.
And if you don't vote, you get shot?
I don't know. You don't get voted by the right person, you get shot.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Oh dear. Let's move swiftly on.
It is 8:44 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.